thinking about the economic dimension was that if you could have a system of fair voting in which all adult males were entitled to participate, then the people that were elected would no longer be so concerned to represent and defend the interests of property, and, if you like, the playing field would be more level as between workers and owners, landowners and labourers, and so on. If we can have our charter, as many chartists kept on saying, then the rest will follow. Social reform, economic reform, the role of the state will be transformed. But everything starts with the political reforms that we needed, we agitated for in the early 1830s and before, and we didn't get in 1832. So we are talking about radical change, and we are also talking about a movement of considerable significance.